It's the post-match show from the Glenmuck Hotel. Fucking hell, I don't know how the players feel. I'm exhausted. But Liverpool have won 1-0 against Everton to go 12 points clear. Count them out if you want. 12 points clear at the top of the Premier League with just 9 games to go. 8 games to go. I don't know what it is. 8. Fucking hell. Ben Johnson, talk to me.
That
was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable in the fact that it was the most stressful occasion of my whole entire life.
I can't believe you've still got a top. It doesn't look rippable. Maybe that's why. Have you worn that? Because yeah. it looks
it's
tough
like
to
force, like
it
armor.
Looks tough to turn.
Body armor. You couldn't pierce this with a sword. I feel like someone should give me a pop with a defibrillator, because that was fucking, that last half an hour, once we scored and you had something to lose, was fucking disgusting. And you can say what you want about these games, but it's all about winning. Derbies are about winning, never mind anything else. And Liverpool won, frankly, and that's fucking lovely, because it felt more important than the derby game for a couple of reasons. The first game, the fucking equaliser where they won 2-2, and the greatest celebration Goodison's ever seen and all that carry on. And it felt important to beat them, but also it felt like if the league was going to wobble at any point, if there's going to be any nerves, it was going to start today and Liverpool win. And the relief is ridiculous. It's just
like your child being born and everything being okay, isn't it?
Oh,
that kind of relief.
How many fingers has it got? Doesn't matter. Has he got a head? Yeah,
he's breathing.
Smashing.
And now we've got to drive the cunt home at 15 miles an hour. Like that. Taxi cunt, you know, fuck off, lad. Not now. Not now. I was doing a lot of not now when Beto was winning so many headers. Not now,
mate,
you.
Mate. I mean, in many ways, it was quite a sort of typical derby in a sense, but there was that much extra happening that you sort of didn't know where to look, and everything felt like it was 10 times bigger and worse. And to be fair, I didn't enjoy the first half at all. I didn't think Liverpool were very good, and I always think, after such a big break. That was another thing that was kind of like there tonight, as added context. We'd had a massive break and we wanted to see what we do. I thought we started okay, and then the Tarkowski challenge comes in, and I thought that sort of spooked Liverpool. And for the rest of the half, I wasn't enjoying it at all, really. And I was sort of, as Ben was saying, dreading the idea of some sort of wobble that, or like, I didn't think it. I wasn't daring to think it, but you could see the potential for Everton being the absolute fly in the ointment that is their raison d'etre, to be honest. But Liverpool ground it out, and in that sort of classic derby way, we managed to get the one in, and it was a brilliant Jota moment, actually, where you're sort of from our seats anyway. Once he takes the touch, you know what's going to happen, and it was a brilliant moment. And I can't say I necessarily enjoyed the entire thing, but I'm having a nice time now, John. I don't really know what to say about that. It was this season's been mad, hasn't it? And it felt like it had restarted again, and we had to do it all again somehow, even despite where we are. Oh, I just don't know. Hooray!